Hi everyone. Today I want to talk about foreign data wrapper study for schemaless database. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Hiroki Kumagai and I lived in Yokohama of Japan. And then I am working in Toshiba Corporation as a software engineer. I have been developing software for embedded devices based on open source software for a while, such as digital TV and so on. Recently, since 2019, I have joined in current team and we are developing technologies required for accessing various data. In this session, I'd like to explain my study of FDW design and implementation that is applicable for schemaless database. And as a motif for this study, I use InfluxDB. I will explain later about InfluxDB. In this talk, schemaless database means database like not requiring column definition before inserting data. As you might know, FDW means foreign data wrapper, and it is a standardized way of handling access to data stored in external data sources from SQL databases. Postgres can implement FDW as extension modules. As a gender, at first, I'd like to explain what is schema on this talk and InfluxDB features, and then I will explain current problems of InfluxDB FDW, especially for limitation related to schema change. After that, I will explain the schemaless design approach for FDW and its implementation and demonstration, and consideration for improvement and conclusion. I searched what the schema database stands for. In database terms, a schema is the organization and structure of database, and schema contains schema objects, which could be tables, columns, data types, views, and so on. There are many meanings for the term schema, but in this talk, I focus only on column as a schema object. InfluxDB is a kind of a time series database, so it is easy to use for managing sensor data of IoT devices and logging. As the element of data, we should know five keywords in InfluxDB world. Measurement is something like a table in RDBMS. A point is correspond to a record. Timestamp is a timestamp of the data point having name of time. And this is always existed. And internally, it is primary indexed. Tagset is a metadata that this is also used as in the index but optional, and the value must be string format. Field set can be contained actual data values as a data point. At least one field data is required. Value type can be chosen from integer, float, string, boolean. For convention, I will use these three data called as InfluxDB keys and correspond to columns in RDBMS. As other InfluxDB features, there are two major release versions, version 1 and 2, but we are focusing on version 1 at this moment. Query language is NoSQL, and the first one is InfluxQL. It is an SQL-like query language for InfluxDB. And there's yet another language, Flux. But we use InfluxQL because we think this is primary language on version 1. And as schemaless feature, application can write new tags and fields at any time without changing schema operation like alter table. Here, I'd like to explain the schemaless operation example by insert query in InfluxQL. First step, this insert operation will write tags, a tag key, device ID, and value of device 1, and field key sig A with value of 1 into measurement at S at Unix time 0. In this state, there are only two keys, of device ID and SIG A. Next step, without changing data definition explicitly, we can insert new data with new tag sub ID and also new field SIG B. Like this table, the schema is updated by insert operation only. Next is about FDW for InfluxDB. We have one FDW implementation. Actually, in our project, we are developing and providing source code in this GitHub repository. Current spec of this FDW, it supports only scan operation, but it also supports pushdown operation for where clause and some aggregate functions. An important part of this talk, current FDW maps InfluxDB tags and fields into columns of foreign table 1-to-1. As current problems, version 2 is not supported, and it is lack of insert-delete of support, and it needs to improve usability for the InfluxDB schema change. After this, I will explain about this schema change. As step 1, a data point is written like this in InfluxDB. And for this state of measurement, we have to create a foreign table like this query in Postgres. As column, there are time, device ID, and SIG A. They are corresponding to InfluxDB data keys 1-to-1. After this, if we try to insert a new data point with new field key SIG B, Postgres cannot access to column SIG B. As you can see, InfluxDB does not require special effort for adding new data elements, but FDW needs to change the table definition accordingly. So next, I want to eliminate this effort. As my goal, there are 2 points for design and implementation of schemaless support in InfluxDB FDW. First, its FDW should be able to access data from InfluxDB without knowing actual schema on InfluxDB. By this rule, it is possible to avoid effort for maintaining foreign table. Second, its FDW should be able to execute pushdown as possible as to prevent performance degradation. These figures shows the difference between pushdown and no pushdown. For example, current FDW can execute pushdown like this, aggregate function like sum function, and we can execute in remote. And we want to keep this pushdown feature even schemaless support. As my design approach, I'd like to fix the definition of a foreign table regardless of the InfluxDB measurement state. And against for tag and field set, we map each data set into unstructured data types based on each store type. As the actual data types, I introduced two types of InfluxDB tags and InfluxDB fields. These two new types is used to distinguish between tags and fields during deparsing. The foreign table definition is like this. And this definition is not influenced by the InfluxDB state of data. I'd like to explain the definition of these two new types, but before going further, I explain HStore type. The HStore data type can be used to store sets of key and value pairs within a single Postgres value as a string. For example, in this string, call 1, arrow 1, comma, call 2, arrow A. Call 1 and call 2 are keys. 1 is value of call 1 key and A is value of call 2 key. And there are many access methods prepared for HStore data type. From here, I will explain the definition of new data type InfluxDB tags and the InfluxDB fields are also same definition. The implementation is like this. At first, create date, create type, and access functions for type is defined using hstore c function, hstore in. Using these access functions, create type is defined. Some member is omitted, and arrow operator is required for this type. So again, access function is defined using hstore c function, hstore fetch value, and arrow operator is defined like this. As you can see, new data type is defined using hstore c functions. And here I thought it's possible it is better to have a way to define alias types using hstore like create type influxdb tags alias store. I'd like to explain how to refer the influxdb keys for time, tag, and field. In existing design, if the following table is defined like this, we can select each columns like this. In new schemaless design, we are always the following table like this, and we can select corresponding influxdb keys like this. As you can see, using arrow operator, key arrow value expression can be used to refer the value of the specified key within influxdb tags and or influxdb field variables. Unfortunately, the query expression is complicated than usual. Here, we'd like to consider getting all data from foreign table. We often select all columns by select star statement. In this query, because we do not specify any tag and or fields keys, so if the W is difficult to output values of keys in separate columns, this is not compatible behavior with existing InfluxDB FDW. And this output form may be a little difficult to use than the current FDW. This explains the usage of aggregation. At first, it is allowed to specify InfluxDB keys by using tags and fields variable with arrow operator. However, the values of these InfluxDB keys are always produced as string text data. So if the aggregate function expects to other data type for its argument, we have to cast them explicitly by some other data type. In this example, we have to cast into bigint to meet the argument type of some function and actual InfluxDB value type. I want to explain further, but we need this type of cast expression also in where clauses as well. And group by can be specified in the same way. In this slide, I'd like to explain some kind of design issues when using unstructured data type. If we try to refer non-existing InfluxDB keys, InfluxDB does not respond errors without data, so FDW also do the same behavior as InfluxDB. Now we consider cases if we make a mistake in differentiating InfluxDB keys between InfluxDB tags and InfluxDB fields, because InfluxDB behaves differently depending on tag or field. FDW should also change its behavior depending on it. However, if the InfluxDB keys are used incorrectly, FDW may not be able to get correct results like these examples. Misuse will be an expected result, but we might be able to check this kind of misusage if we can know correct set of tag key names. But however, I choose not to check these misusage. I'd like to consider how to distinguish tag and field keys. And there exists a way of getting tag key names by using a dedicated query show tag keys. And FDW will get these tag key names by using this query only when import foreign schema is executed. There is another way to determine the tag key names by table option tags manually. However, it is not easy to use. So in the future, we'd like to automate detecting tag key names. FDW determine which keys are tags in query result by using this tag key names. From this slide, I'd like to explain the implementation based on my design approach. FDW can be implemented set of callback routines, and FDW supports only scanning operation. So these callback routines are called, but we have already existing FDW implementation for InfluxDB. We have to modify only these four points. After this slide, I'd like to explain them. First, FDW needs to know the InfluxDB key names from query expression. Because we do not define actual InfluxDB keys as columns in foreign table, so if get foreign data size callback, FDW tried to extract the InfluxDB key names from a processed tlist in planner info. In this example, device ID, SIGA and SIGB are extracted as InfluxDB key names, and this data are stored in private data to use in other callback later. In order to extract InfluxDB key names, FDW needs to find target entry of data with OpExpr of arrow operator and within it having variable of InfluxDB tags or InfluxDB fields as left argument and constant value as right argument. Next is modification of pushdown decision. FDW need to allow pushdown if expression is appeared like this OpExpr and bar and const for InfluxDB tags and InfluxDB fields variable. And also they will have explicit cast expressions within aggregate functions or to compare with other values. In this case, we will have expression constructed from core lsbio, OpExpr, bar, and const. FDW needs to allow pushdown this kind of expression too. And next, FDW needs to construct a remote query requesting to InfluxDB. If we are trying to scanning for simple base relation, remote query can be constructed from InfluxDB key names obtained at the get foreign data size callback. If aggregation can be executed in remote, we should make a simple aggregate function target list from expression like agref target entry core lsbio of expr by const. Last is FDW needs to construct result data, which is consisting of unstructured data type variable, InfluxDB tags and InfluxDB fields. In iterate foreign scan, FDW executes query to InfluxDB and using obtained result, values of tags are stored into InfluxDB tags variable. And values of fields are stored into InfluxDB fields variable. In each, by using tag key names list, the actual stored value is like this. the relation between key name and value are connected to with each equal arrow, and multiple of these values are combined with comma. I'd like to demonstrate what I want to do. At first, we are going to create a foreign table. Upper half is a PSQL shell and lower half is InfluxDB CLI. Now we can select all data both interfaces. There is the same data. At this point, if we insert new data with new field key like this, in Postgres can also get a new field key without changing table definition. Like this. And also we can select a specific InfluxDB key value. Like this. And we can use aggregate functions. Like this. As you can see, we can push down the aggregate function in InfluxDB. Some is executed remote database. Consideration. Using Postgres version 13 with modified version of InfluxDB FDW. Now I could execute simple query, but I think I need to further verifications with tests. About tag names list, FDW needs to know tag names in order to distinguish tags and fields. But FDW currently does not update automatically, so there is a room for improvement at this point. And I introduced new unstructured data types of InfluxDB tags and InfluxDB fields. They are just a partial copy of HStore data type, but I want to avoid partial copy of definition if possible. So I think it is good to have a way to of defining alias type for existing data types. This is makes it easier to define and maintain. As a conclusion, I could show InfluxDB FDW can be designed for schemaless databases by using unstructured data types based on HStore. This means we do not need to change table definition depending on state of remote database. I think this design can be applicable to FDWs for other schemaless databases, but there will be cases it is suitable JSON type rather than HStore type for nested data structure. And we could confirm this FDW still supports pushdown feature. This is important from performance point of view. In the end, I'd like to release schemaless support InfluxDB FDW at least in this year. That's all for my presentation. Thank you for listening.